And finally tonight, Japan, 2 years after the massive earthquake and tsunami struck its northeastern coast. Ray Suarez has that story.
The 2011 quake was one of the strongest in recorded history. It set off a tsunami that killed at least 16,000 people, left another 2,600 missing, and triggered meltdowns at a nuclear power plant. Today, official records show over 300,000 people are still living in temporary housing. For more on life in Japan 2 years after the disaster, I'm joined by Yuki Tatsumi. She's a senior associate on U.S.-Japanese relations at the Stimson Center, a nonprofit, nonpartisan international research group, and she's just returned from Tokyo. Yuki, welcome. What are the observable effects of that earthquake in Japan 2 years later?
The answer depends on where you live, frankly. If you live in the disaster-hit area, if you know anybody who were affected by the disaster, disaster is still very much with you every day. People worry about radiations, not only in their soil and the air, but also in the produce that they buy in grocery stores. But as the farther you move away from the affected area, you feel much, much less impact.
Well, you were just in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. There, is there a conscious feeling of still trying to cope with this disaster and rebuild the country?
Yes. Yes and no, actually. On the day of the earthquake anniversary, there were memorial service everywhere, including Tokyo. There was actually a big memorial service in Tokyo where Prime Minister and Emperor and Empress attended and gave a prayer to those who lost their lives. And at the same time, people in Tokyo, at least, go around and live their normal lives. But I wouldn't say as if nothing happened, because parents very much worry about the radiation that still could be carried in the air, worry about their children's health, and then also, like I said, in the food that may be still contaminated.
Well, we should talk a little bit about nuclear power, because Japan has no significant natural resources mm-hmm. to create energy. It's relied very heavily on nuclear power, mm-hmm. and that nuclear power became a subject of great controversy after the power plant disaster that followed the tsunami. Mm-hmm. What's the state of play now? Is Japan abandoning its stated desire to move away from nuclear energy?
The reaction you just described, it exactly what happened in Tokyo, or in Japan, as I should say, in the immediate 12 months that followed. The government at that time, partly because they were very much aware that they could not respond to the nuclear meltdown as well as they could have, so they went the completely other way and declared that the Japan will be a nuclear power plant free country in some 20 to 25 year span. However, since then, Japanese experienced two summers, and as you may know, Japan's summer, wherever you are, it's very humid, hot, much, much worse than DC metropolitan area. People actually feel the power shortages and the implication of trying to reduce their dependence on nuclear powers too short time span. The current government has a little bit more balanced approach. They still do believe that Japan should reduce its dependence on nuclear powers. However, they take a longer perspective of doing so, and they are intending to, I believe, invent more resources into accelerating the developing alternative energy to eventually to replace the demand that's currently met by the nuclear power.
You mentioned radiation. You can't mm-hmm. see it. You can't smell it. You mm-hmm. can't taste it. Mm-hmm. We did a story on this program that showed fruits and vegetables mm-hmm. still setting off radiation detectors long after the power plant disaster. Mm-hmm. It must be a little unnerving to think that everything in your life might be contaminated.
It's very unnerving, and especially if you're a mother with a small child, it's very unnerving. There is really no solid scientific data that really can say anything definitively about the impact of the health in terms of how much radiation it can take and contaminate it and so on and so forth. So yes, it is still very unnerving, and in that sense, yes, the after effect of the disaster is very much with Japanese.
There was a great deal of shock right after the tsunami and its after effects that more things didn't work better. Mm-hmm. Has this been a knock, now that we're 2 years away, mm-hmm. to Japan's self-confidence?
Right after the disaster, as you can imagine, everybody was completely shell-shocked. No one had ever imagined in their wildest dream that a disaster of that degree could happen. And to them, And immediate reaction among the public was that in some strange way, they rediscovered their inner strength in terms of the way they were able to keep their civility. As you remember, we really hardly heard any news about rioting, racketeering the stores, none of that. So in a sense, at the public level, they rediscovered the self-confidence in themselves. But at the same time, I think their confidence in the government very much were shaken by, like you said, the systems not working, the government not being able to respond to nuclear meltdown as quickly, the government not being able to provide a reliable information about the damage very, very quickly.
So, and in the intervening months, of course, Japan has changed its government, changed its prime minister, partially in reaction. Yuki Tatsumi, thank you very much.
Thank you.